أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program مفاتيح الحياة, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al-Musawi. Previously, we discussed prisoners, but prisoners of crimes. Today, we want to talk about prisoners, but prisoners of war, captives that we take when we are at war. These captives, obviously, they have rights as well, and we need to know how to deal with them. Taking captives and prisoners through war is a very normal thing that most societies deal with, and they find it justifying that you take prisoners from the other side instead of killing them, or they themselves, they surrender. So your duty is to take them as prisoners and not to kill them if they surrender. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-Anfal, verse 67, he says, the Prophet is not supposed to have prisoners or captives until there's a big major war. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he does not used to take prisoners, except in certain wars that he did. When it comes to prisoners, though, there's a number of things need to be done with them. After the war finishes and the Muslims take control of the land or wherever they might be, or they get back to their lands and they have prisoners, they have a number of options to offer to those prisoners, especially back in the day. One is that they ask them to become Muslims if they are not Muslims, or if they are willingly accept Islam as a faith. If that happens, they need to be freed. If they accept Islam, or we ask them to be Muslims and they accept, then they need to be freed. Or we can do prisoner exchange with the enemy. They might have taken some of our own people. They might have taken Muslims, captives, and prisoners. We do an exchange. We give them a prisoner for 10, one for one. It depends how the deal goes. Or the enemy themselves, they say, look, we will pay you for each prisoner that you have. For each prisoner you give, we'll give you this amount of money. We'll give you X amount of money. And if the leader of the Muslims find out that seems to be a fair deal, then they do exchange on that notion that a prisoner for money. Or they free them just to do the enemy a favor, in a sense that you make the enemy feel that they owe you something. You make them feel bad by saying, you know what, you're worth nothing to me. We don't have use for you guys, and here's your prisoners. You can have them. That just shows you strength and shows how weak the enemy to you. So you can do that in terms of psychological war against the enemy. These are a number of things that Muslims can do when it comes to captives and prisoners of war. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects, The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in the Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Mafatih al-Hayat, Keys of Life. Now, when we talk about captives and prisoners of war, when should they be freed? Or a better question is, how did the Prophet ﷺ use to deal with these people? We have a narration that says that the Prophet ﷺ, إذا دخل شهر رمضان, when the month of Ramadan begins and commences, أطلق كل أسير وأعطى كل سائل, he would free every prisoner and he would give those who ask of him. Now, mind you, we're talking about prisoners of war, not prisoners of crime. Now, the prisoners of war, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he would free them in the month of Ramadan. It's the month of mercy, the month of compassion, the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees you and I from hell, the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his doors of mercy. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he wants to manifest that in the field. So the first thing he would do, he would say, do we have prisoners of war? If they say yes, he said, this is the month of Ramadan, so free them. Also, something that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to deal with prisoners is that when someone comes to him, let's say the family of the prisoner of war come to the Prophet and say, oh, Prophet of Allah, please let my son, let my brother, let my husband, let this go. This is what we call shafa, intercession. The Prophet used to take that. He used to apply that kind of concept. The Prophet, he himself said, أفضل الصدقة صدقة اللسان. The best of charity is the charity of the tongue. قيل يا رسول الله. They said, oh, Messenger of Allah, وما صدقة اللسان. What is the charity of the tongue? He says, الشفاعة تفك بها الأسير وتحقن بها الدم. Is that intercession that you do to free a prisoner, or you prevent blood from being spilled? You can use your tongue to go somewhere and plead with the other party and intercede to the governments, for example, or those who are in charge, to free that captive of war from prison. And the Prophet used to do that a lot when people used to come to him, the mushrikeen, and they say, Ya Rasulullah, please free our family or free our sons or whoever they've been taken captive. The Prophet used to free them because this is considered to be a charity of the tongue. Or you say something based on what you said, that blood will not be spilled. Blood would be protected. So someone kills someone, and obviously the other family wants to take revenge and kill that person or kill members of his family. You intervene and you say, no, this is not how it should be done. There are much better ways, much peaceful ways to do without spilling more blood. This is considered to be the charity of the tongue based on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. So the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wasalam, they had a specific way of dealing with the prisoners of war. And we should learn that and we should apply that in our systems as well. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream, sweet.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.